This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. Ho, ho, ho. And yeah, you know what time it is. Hey, Elise.
November 1st.
You're totally messing with me.
You knew it was going to happen. Everybody, we want to point out to everybody that sent us DMs, that sent us emails, that sent us voicemails that they needed to talk to us immediately and wanted to know when we were going to start the Christmas music. Elise, for the last 4.5 years, what day have we started Christmas music on?
November the 1st.
And what day is it?
November the 1st.
And what did we start today?
Christmas music.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
It's like, I understand people are excited about it, but we also, inside of our Odyssey app, which is fabulous, hundreds of stations curated for your listening pleasure, we say that over and over again. We also remind you, if you want any type of music, from the 80s till whenever, or even if you want special holiday type music, we have that curated for you. So, November 1st, we give you Christmas music for 2 months on Magic. But ahead of time, the Odyssey app. You know, you can also find us on the Odyssey app.
Yep, every other month, all 10 of them. If you want to listen to 24/7 straight Christmas music, you can do that with the Odyssey app.
You can do it with the Odyssey app because we live in an age of technology that things are at your fingertips.
Yep, and we are realizing that by listening to all of you tell us where you are listening from. So many people are listening on the Odyssey app.
Shout out to Vermont.
Yes, and Louisiana, somebody from Florida. I'm impressed.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. I am so excited. So many people are commenting on the posts that I put up on our Facebook page. Definitely do that. If you see any post on our Facebook page, give it a like or a love or just a quick comment. It's super, super helpful, and we really appreciate it. I'm so excited. Just when I checked earlier, there was over 50 comments of all these listeners telling us where they are listening from. And like we said, we have Vermont, Florida, tons in North Carolina, Georgia. Cherie's got it up now. She's going to tell us a few specifics.
Jay Johnston from Northport, Florida says, loving it and listening from sunny Florida.
Jealous.
I know. Jennifer, her radio is now set to play the station for the rest of the season. So happy this cold morning when I turned on the radio and heard my favorite Christmas music. I'm listening in Greer, South Carolina. Hometown
See,
girl.
That's so sweet. We love these messages. We love hearing that we are making you guys happy by playing holiday music.
And we got Dana listening in Louisiana. We've also got our friends out in Seneca listening. Had a lot of static. We understand that, but they're streaming it now through the app. You can stream it through the app, through the website. And I'm back in forth between here and Charlotte. And so what I do is I pull up the app and I plug it straight in the Bluetooth on my phone to the Bluetooth in my car, and it's perfect. I hear it all the time.
And you really, there's no difference. Like, you're not going to be able to tell a difference from what you hear on the air and what you hear on the app.
Let me tell you about the app. What's fun about it? It will tell you the last few songs that were played. And if it's a song you haven't heard in a while, or a song you forgot about, or a song that you absolutely love, some of the new stuff we're playing, it's got these three little dots to the side. You hit those dots, you curate that into what your vibe is, and you can always go back in and you can kind of create your own station and your own listening playlist. So you can create your own playlist. You can save that, because I will tell you that I like everything. I like all types of music. I'm all over the board. Sometimes it's according to what kind of mood I'm in. And I don't know why. I'm not a 12-year-old girl, but One Direction's
yes.
One Direction came on yesterday. And And it's, you're just insecure, don't know what for. I added that to my three little buttons on the side.
Please, that's been on my playlist for years and years.
It's one of those secret songs I don't tell people that I'm all about, but I geek over when I hear it. I think of myself as Paul Rudd on Saturday Night Live. Have you seen when he was on Saturday Night Live going to all the 1D concerts?
Yes, I see that. I see myself in him.
I totally see myself in that. It's like, no, I don't have kids with me. You're like pushing people out of the way. I'm like a secret 1D fan. And Harry's on his own, so I think I can say I'm a Harry fan, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes to all. I saw One Direction in concert.
You suck.
It was amazing. I've seen Harry in concert, and Niall is coming in the summer, so fingers crossed. Oh, I'll come up, and we'll go to Charlotte and watch Niall.
Let's do it. I'm all for that. All right, you know what I'm all for, too? Christmas is here. We are glad for the people that love Christmas music. We are so glad for you. And the people that don't like Christmas music this early, that's okay. I necessarily don't like it this early. So back to what we were saying, finding your vibe in your own playlist. This morning, as I'm coming in, I'm sending Elise, hey, I'm listening on the station. Here's what I'm hearing right now. We've got some new Ariana Grande on there playing. And I'm like, oh, good. We've got some new stuff mixed in.
There's always something new on there.
And then I decided to switch on over and play some other stuff. And she's like, yeah, I stopped listening too. Here's what I'm listening to. So let's talk about some of the stuff that you would go to. Let's talk about maybe your Wednesday go-to vibe.
This morning, so if you have a streaming app that allows you to make your own stations, like the Odyssey app, try Fall Out Boy Radio. There, that's a good one. That's what I was listening to when I was talking to you this morning. And it's all Fall Out Boy and Linkin Park and Jimmy Eat World and The Killers.
Yeah, The Killers, so you turn me, I'm like, wait a minute, I have The Killers, The Essentials on my phone. So I went over and started listening to that. I'm like, oh yeah, totally forgot about this one. I'm like, yeah, that fits my mood. And so it's like when I get in here, I'm so pumped. And then the elves greet me at the door.
They enjoy their jobs, obviously.
Yeah, it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe when you walk in, but we also haven't decorated yet. There's no, if you're going to have Christmas music, you have to have decorations. That's what everybody's saying online. They're like, well, Magic 106.3 is playing Christmas music. I'm putting my tree up. Well, we don't have that. We don't have any decorations yet. I can't get in the vibe without any decorations.
No, we don't have decorations up in the studio. The reason why is we've had our wonderful people in here that have been painting for months. We have 7 studios and hundreds of offices inside of our location here at 25 Garlington. So they just got through painting the Magic Studio. So Elise and I went in and started spot cleaning everything that had paint dust and sanding dust on it. And we found some papers from, I think they went back to 2018.
Yeah, 2018. I found an apple juice box that expired in 2021.
Well, hey, you know, if we were stuck here, we would have been able to have that. And the funniest thing that you found, you're going through this like filing stack. And she goes, I'm thinking you might need these. These were Austin's baseball pictures from when he was in third or fourth grade.
Yeah, see? That's memories.
I know. I open them up. I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. He's a 16-year-old teenager now that pushes my buttons.
Yeah, it's like, remember this.
Exactly.
Just a little memory.
Yeah, you have to. That's good advice there. You have to have those pictures of when they were so sweet and so innocent and they didn't test your limits.
I try to think about that, especially last night when I'm trying to control Owen trick-or-treating. Because, you know, he's 3. So, I mean, he's a typical 3-year-old little boy wanting to run up and down the street in our very, very busy neighborhood. I don't know why the general public thinks that my neighborhood is so awesome and that they need to come there. We literally probably had 1,000 people in our neighborhood last night. It was insane.
We had none because I was running the kids back and forth between events. Bennett had been sick. Bennett actually is not contagious sick, but he had his music lessons last night, so he wanted to go and dress up for his group. And I thought it was cute because we used to have to go and plan out costumes, and it took forever. And, oh, I want to be this, or if we couldn't find this, we'd have to order it or have to, you know, order it or either rent it from a rental shop, and it was a lot of money. This year he goes, Mom, since everybody's all about the Eras Tour, and he goes, I'm all about Phineas and Ferb, and I like Taylor Swift too. There's an episode when Phineas and Ferb had a talk show that Ferb dressed up like Taylor Swift. He was Ferb as Taylor Swift last night. It was genius.
The creativity.
I know. I had a pair of purple pants that he put on. He couldn't find the overalls because, you know, Ferb wears the overalls and Phineas and Ferb. But he had a yellow shirt. He had the purple pants. And then, do you remember that blonde wig that Colin borrowed from me?
Yep.
We took the little ponytails out the side and we let him wear it. And I'm going to share that picture.
Yes, please.
It wasn't a full, I'm going to have to get the full, he took a full stand-up picture of himself. I got him in the car, and he's like, please don't show anyone, but it's precious.
Yes. It's great.
He even has his face scrunched up like Verb.
Yes, he's got the curl. That's so cute.
Oh, my gosh. And I was like, I had no idea. And I'm like, I'm going to keep that for later.
I had a Hermione Granger, and who was full Hermione Granger in her Gryffindor robes, because I originally got the full costume at a kids consignment sale. I was so excited about it. It's like $8. It's the full Hermione outfit with the skirt and the robes. Oh, I was so excited. I get home and Ella goes, oh, those are Hogwarts robes. She wears a Gryffindor robe. And I'm like, okay, well, your version's going to wear a Hogwarts robe because it come as a piece, as a set. She was devastated. So I told her, I said, well, look, I go to a lot of thrift stores. I thrift all the time. If I come across one, I'll get you a Gryffindor robe. But if I don't, you're going to wear this one. So she says, okay. She's 9. She says, okay. Well, lucky for her, I did come across a Gryffindor robe at Miracle Hill, and I paid literally more for the robe than I did for the entire rest of the costume. It was like $9.
Oh,
but
wow.
She looked amazing. She had a wand, tie, crinkle hair.
I saw the pictures. I love that. And I just want to point out, a few months ago, we talked about how you are reading the Harry Potter books to her, and she's not allowed to watch the movies until she's gone through that particular book.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's very specific, because in the movie, they kind of gloss over things. In the book, it's more specific. So that kind of came home and bit you in the butt, didn't it?
Yeah, she just finished the fourth book and watched the fourth movie. They started the fifth book this morning. They've been listening to audiobook and reading at the same time. And
good.
She was running into the room the other day, and she was like, Mommy, you didn't tell me that Edward was in this movie. And I knew immediately what she was talking about.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
I was like,
the contest.
This hurts me. And she was like, Edward Cullen was in this movie. And I was like, Ella, that's Cedric, okay? That's that's not Edward Cullen. Like, you have got to, no.
No,
it's not the same.
You're going to have to distance, because you're going to see a lot of movies that he's in, and he is fantastic, and he's great in those two characters, but he's even more amazing. And she has to be older to watch this one, where Pierce Brosnan plays his dad. I can't remember the name of the movie right now, but it's based around the time in New York around 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Okay.
I purposely don't watch stuff like that.
Okay. Then we're going to have to let you watch that. And then we'll just sit down with a big old bottle of wine and we'll watch this together. Have a girls' weekend. Watch it. Have a good old cry. But we get to see Pierce Brosnan and him on screen.
Yeah. That does not sound like a girls' weekend. That does not sound fun.
It's beautiful.
But I do love Robert Pattinson, and so does she.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
So she was really excited to find out that he was Cedric. But I was like, well, buckle up, sweetheart, because like, I'm just saying, some stuff's coming your way.
A lot of stuff's coming your way. Yeah.
Yeah. She was excited. So she was excited to dress up as Hermione last night. And then Owen was Bumblebee.
The Transformer.
So I came across his Bumblebee costume at a thrift store. I paid $3 for it, and it was the $50 one from Sam's that transforms. Well, I didn't really think about putting a transforming costume on a 3-year-old. He thought that he had to transform for candy, and so he was literally laying down in people's driveways, transforming from robot to car, and everybody clapped. He loved it.
I love it.
He thought it was awesome.
Are you kidding? That's genius. The kid's a natural born performer.
Really slowed us down though. I'm like, I'm gonna need you to get up, son.
The good candy's about to be gone. We're about to be stuck with those peanut butter bars and the Mary Janes.
Ella got a Mary Jane. I sent it to my mom. She got a Mary Jane and a piece of like hard candy. I sent a picture to my mom and I was like, Mildred was here. Mildred is like my super old great aunt. I'm like, did some old person just dig this out of their purse? Ella was like, what is that? I'm like, that's not for you. You have braces. Like, don't even go near it.
No,
and I'm like, you don't want this anyway. I literally threw it in the trash.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Shame on y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we had somebody in our neighborhood giving out full-size candy bars, and you give out Mary Jane's and hard candy.
My dad's mom used to give out the full-size candy bars. She rocked. Everybody went to Miss Jessie's house.
It was an older lady in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
She was awesome.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
That
and
was
my
a full-size.
Mom, I said, did you get many trick-or-treaters? No, not really. She said, but we had trunk-or-treat at their church this past weekend. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And then I look, and she's got got two of the small 100 grand bars in there. I love me. These are those rare things that you don't see all the time, but I love a good 100 grand bar.
That's Ella's favorite candy bar.
The 100 grand?
She got two last night.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I make her, because you know you're not supposed to eat those with braces,
yeah.
But I cut them in microscopic little bitty pieces so that she can enjoy it, because that's her favorite candy bar.
Oh, I can see why. I can totally see why that you can't have it with braces, but oh my God, they're so delicious. I had two before I came in here, and you know I don't do sweets, but I was like, oh.
I had a Crunch bar as my breakfast this morning out of their trick-or-treat bucket.
I think we need to go get tacos after this.
Yeah, I'm like, well, here I am with my Crunch bar on the way to work. But
you know what? I think you're not the only parent.
No. I saw something that said most kids eat between 3 and 4 pounds of candy the week of Halloween.
Wow.
And it's like the equivalent of 3 straight cups of sugar.
You know, we didn't trick-or-treat. Austin played golf, and in between Bennett doing his class, which was 2 hours, I went and got Austin, brought him back because he had his individual lesson at 8 o'clock. So in the meantime, we had time to stop off at the library because I had to have something scanned, and it was just a whole lot easier than going to Kinko's in the morning. So we did that, and then they had the candy buckets out. They had Smarties.
Oh.
They had like Smarties, and they gave us coupons for a Frosty at Wendy's.
Well, there you go.
And so I don't have to share that with Bennett because Bennett's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best kind.
Exactly. That was the chair. That was not me. I just want to point that out. This chair,
yeah, the chairs are very loud.
The chairs are very loud. That's not me. So yeah, Bennett cannot have the free Frosty, but I'm going to use it. And maybe, I don't know. Isn't there like a strawberry Frosty?
Oh no, it's pumpkin spice. Yeah, I was waiting on that. It's pumpkin spice right now. But coming up, they're supposed to have a peppermint Frosty.
Oh, then I'm
intrigued.
I'm all about that.
Yeah,
I'm all
Ella wanted the strawberry one, which to me tastes like straight medicine. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think they have that anymore. And we were at Wendy's picking up food before practice the other day. And she's like, oh, it's pumpkin spice. And I'm like, yeah, I know, gross, right? She's like, no, I want that. And so I got her the little junior Frosty because I said, I'm not buying a full-size pumpkin spice. Like, you're not going to like this. Sure enough, she loved it and has been asking to go back and get another one. I'm like, you're not my child.
No.
I hate pumpkin.
She's not my niece. I'm sorry. She's dead to me.
There's so many other things. Don't get that junk.
I know.
Gross.
If you ever see what they use as pumpkin spice flavoring, there's no pumpkin or no spice.
No, I was ready this morning for a peppermint mocha. Like, I was
Oh, yeah.
I think, honestly, I think it starts tomorrow. I really do think it's like November 2nd.
Well, see, they used to have a sugar-free one. Now they don't do that.
That's
because,
dumb.
You know, if I have sugar, I would be sick the rest of the day. It would just be like, yep, my body's like, yep, not going to happen. But I will tell you this. Speaking of your body saying, yes, not going to happen or whatever, I got on TikTok.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like yesterday, because I usually don't do TikTok. The Divas Dish, we do have a TikTok channel, and we need to start posting more stuff on there. So yesterday, I decided to pull out one of my costumes from the back of the closet. I had to be on a work meeting. And so I pulled out the costume from when I played Meredith from The Office in The Office Murder Mystery when I did
that.
At the
that was a good one.
It was a great costume. So I pulled it out because I was not just Meredith. I took it 20 steps further. I was Meredith on casual day. Michael, it's casual day.
Yeah, and it was good too. You'll have to repost that picture.
Yeah, I will do that and I will repost the video. Within no time, I want to tell you we have Winnie on there and I went above Winnie's in less than an hour. Winnie has, I think, 680 views of his where he goes, "Darling, I do not dream of work. I do not dream of manual labor." He's just sitting there snoring. So Bennett was watching it yesterday since Bennett was home from school. Bennett was watching it yesterday. He goes, "Mom, look, you've beat out this video you shared of Pony Boy or Johnny. You've beat out your own video you shared on National Boyfriends Day last year." And oh my God, Mom, you beat out Winnie. Winnie the Pooped is what he called him.
I mean, that's a feat in and of itself. You beat it out.
Exactly. So we've got that on there. So I will share that. And then we'll let you, if you want to put your kids up there. If you have video of Owen transforming, that is precious.
I know. I need to record one. I have, the best one I have is actually a screenshot from when we were FaceTiming my parents. And so I need him to like, but he was missing the front wheels because they were bothering him. He did, you have to wear them on your wrist.
Uh-huh.
And I need him to like put it back on and do a full transform.
He was just your car from last weekend.
But, okay, so I will say last night, Ella's trick-or-treating, and, you know, I did it as a kid. Everybody does it. When you get done, you dump it all out on the floor and you separate it into categories. So,
and you make sure there are no razor blades.
Yeah, I mean, you go, the mom goes through and, you know, checks everything. Ella was devastated because her trolley gummy worms that she got, they were open. She only got one pack. I was like, well, sorry. But so she
gets, go to the store tomorrow.
Right.
You'll be happy because you'll be alive.
She gets all of this candy and she gets a potato.
She got a potato.
A potato. A raw.
A big one, or it's like one of the little tiny ones?
A big one, like a baked potato size, a raw potato. And so I know the person that was doing this. She's actually one of my really good friends. And I saw this story on social media. I've talked about it on my shows about how this one house randomly started giving out potatoes one year just to see if kids would take the potato over candy. Well, and they did. And then all of a sudden, the next year, the kids come back and they're like, "Oh, you're the potato house. Like, you guys are legends. That's so cool." So my friend decided to do this and was giving out potatoes last night in our neighborhood. And Ella, her face lit up. She thought that was the funniest thing. I guess she didn't notice it being put in there or whatever. She thought that that was the funniest thing ever. And so I come downstairs, all her candy's out, and she's holding a potato.
Love it.
I'm like, what is that
from?
Okay, so
you said you knew the person is a good friend of yours.
Yes.
So do you think she saw Ella and said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just going to slip the potato in there"?
I think so. She originally was talking about how she wanted to see. She had a big old bucket of candy, good candy too, and then she had a bucket of potatoes. We walked by their house and I saw the bucket. And I just didn't think, I'm like, Ella's not going to grab a potato. Well, no, Ella had a potato, but she doesn't remember getting it. So I'm assuming it was just kind of put in her bag. But yeah, she said, and I ended up asking her, I'm like, did you run out of potatoes? She said, "Oh yeah, every single one of them." I'm like, were you just putting them in random people's bags? And did they too discover surprise potatoes? But yeah, so that's our fun trick-or-treat story. We got a ton of candy and a potato.
I love that. Well, I got a pack of Smarties. Austin got a pack of Smarties. And we both got Frosties. But the neighborhood I live in, we have concierge service that goes around and picks up. If you put out like they'll up to two bags, they won't take like a whole load out. Two bags a night, and they'll come around. Well, I didn't get the message that they weren't coming around, so I had a bag of trash outside my house last night. It was there when I got home, but Bennett goes, "Mom, imagine if some kid thought that was for them." I said, "They'd be surprised."
Yeah, that'd be quite a trick or treat surprise.
It's like, I got the big prize. But my friend Beth lives in Tampa, and she's like, "I'm just tired. I'm drained." So what I did is I put a bucket out there and said, "Be sweet. Take three for yourself and leave the rest for others." So I need to check in with her to see if that actually happened or if, I don't know, her teenage son, who is the same age as my son, went out there and said, "Yeah, I'm just going to keep this for myself."
So the majority of our neighborhood did that. They, you know, it's young families, and so they're out trick-or-treating with their family, so they leave like a big bucket, and they'll leave some instructions. Take one, take two. One family had a big bucket, and it was empty, so I don't know, you know, who, if they ran out or whatever. But they also had a sign, and it was a picture of Jesus that said, "I saw that," and it was like sitting next to the sign that says, "Just take one." I thought that was really funny. But yeah, a lot of families opted for that this year. I think just because they were out doing it with their kids, but they wanted to give out candy. That was Owen's favorite because he was really kind of shy at the especially at the beginning. He loved just being able to go up and pick something. There were a lot of treats that were not edible, like just like little trinkets or little toys. We had one family that was giving out little treat bags that were peanut free. They were peanut and nut free, which I know you'll appreciate.
Yeah.
And they were in a completely separate bucket from all of the other stuff. And they were in individual little like treat bag style. And it was like all nut free, nut free stuff. It was awesome.
It's like the event I went to, because, you know, usually you go to some place and they just have everything with the nuts on it. And they're like, oh, whatever, just pick around it. No, that's not how it
that's
works.
That's not how that worked for the.
But I went
that.
To an event recently, and I think I told you, it was like they had the charcuterie, but they had them in individual little cups, yep. And they're like, you know, charcuterie and nut-free charcuterie. And I'm like, yes.
Finally, you can enjoy.
Oh my gosh, I did, and I took one home.
I feel like that family has to have a kid with an allergy. Like, yeah. you don't just do that.
Well, a lot of people are doing the teal pumpkin campaigns. Mm-hmm. So you put the teal pumpkin yep. out knowing that this is a safe house that, you know, say like Bennett, we have to be careful now because finding out that he's lactose intolerant, there's certain things that have, you know, milk sugars in it and mm-hmm. certain things. That happens in some of the candies, too. When the caramels and stuff like that are made with that.
And you don't think about that until you have to deal with it in your own life.
Yeah.
And so I was really surprised last night going around, and it was nice to see, you know, that as an option. And I know lots of people had things that were non-edible for kids that, you know, couldn't have that kind of stuff. But these people went the extra mile and had it completely separate, and it was really cool.
I love that. I love that. And I do love that you don't have, because I used to be all like, I mean, I never met a stranger, and I had no problem with trick-or-treating, but you always had somebody in your group that was like, no, you go first. You go mm-hmm. first. You go first.
That
you
was
go
me.
First. Yeah. So, but yeah, totally get it. Totally get it. So if you are excited about Christmas music, we want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what you want to hear. Alabama had a Christmas album back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And their Christmas in Dixie, I know the term offends someone, and I'm not trying to be offensive. That song is beautiful mm-hmm. because it talks about all throughout the South. And, all, you know, even though we're not known for the snowfall during Christmas, we still have our traditions, and we love Christmas. And so
we
that's
actually get a lot of requests for that song.
It's a huge request. And also, they've got a wonderful song on that same Christmas album called Thistle Hair, The Christmas Bear.
Well, we probably don't need to play that because I'm not going to be able to say that. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to say that.
And the donkey song. Yeah, no, we don't like playing songs about animals at Christmas. No. And the Christmas shoes, we're just going to say we will not play the Christmas shoes because we will cry.
We will play it for you, but it's going to be at like 2:00 in the morning when none of us have to talk about it.
And I'm going to tell you two songs that sometimes end up on our playlist and we have to say over and over again, those are not Christmas songs. Just because the song is called Dear Mr. Jesus, is not a Christmas song. I remember one year that came up. I'm like, Dave, that is not a Christmas song. Well, it says Jesus. I'm like, have you listened to the song?
Mm.
Dear Mr. Jesus and Hallelujah is not a Christmas song.
No, Hallelujah is not a Christmas song. However, my favorite does have a Christmas album this year, and it's brand new, and it just came out 2 weeks ago.
And she's fabulous.
And so Cher has a Christmas album this year, and count right now. Go ahead and write it down, everyone. I will have DJ play a Christmas song on this station by the time Christmas rolls around. I will harass it out of Dave, it's going to happen.
And last year, we were kind of held by corporate saying you could only play these certain Christmas songs because they wanted to program it the same way across the nation, which I thought, I understand where corporate was coming from, but everybody has different favors in different parts of the country. So I totally get where they're coming from, but you've got to hear it out. We've got our listeners wanting to hear certain songs, and we want to hear certain songs, and we want to play certain songs. Rob Thomas released a new Christmas mm-hmm. album last year. Every song on that is amazing. It is amazing, and we should be playing some of that, too. I mean, we popped in Ariana Grande, which is good because we needed fresh blood.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the same song 20 different ways.
Well, and we are about to put up on our social media, too. I think tomorrow I've got it ready to go up. What is your favorite Christmas song? So make sure you go to our Facebook page and our Instagram and let us know your favorite Christmas songs, because we can't play them if we don't know what they are.
Okay, Elise, top three Christmas songs for you, go.
Oh, no. The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and that's really it. I really like Cher's new Christmas song.
Yeah.
Like I said, DJ play a Christmas song. It's really good. She does some covers of some popular songs that are pretty good. But yeah, there's not going to be. I like the ones that are instrumental, like a Mannheim Steamroller, Trans-Siberian mm-hmm. Orchestra, that kind of stuff. I'm not a huge Christmas music fan.
No, I'm not a huge Christmas music fan. And that's ironic because we are known for our Christmas music here on the station. However, we also know what we like. So, Oh Holy Night, mm-hmm. like a traditional one,
yeah,
will
Celine
have
Dion.
Me crying every time. Because that was one of my grandmother's favorites, so it will have me crying.
That is a good one.
So it's like Christmas music for me brings up so many emotions that's very raw to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's haunting.
That's a good one.
Because if you watch the movie that it's from, it's very haunting because her heart is breaking through all that. So yes, yeah, so when I hear that, I start sobbing. So Christmas music makes me sob.
Yeah, I love everything that comes with Christmas. And when Christmas music is in conjunction with those things, I like it. But I'm not one to just like sit and listen to it.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of listeners that are. And we are so thankful for every single one of you. Obviously, we are glad to play what you love. And we are glad that we get to do it for the next, 8 weeks?
Yeah.
And we will do it with smiles on our faces and hopefully bring you some fun Christmas things you can do with your family. Lots of local events we're going to be covering, things that you can
definitely
go and do, shows, lots of good stuff coming
and
to our
recipes.
Area.
Recipes. Shout out to that chicken noodle soup recipe you put up the other day. Yep. I've got some I'm going to put up. I'm going to share again my dad's macaroni and cheese, which is the bomb. You made that for an event.
I did. We'll do all kinds of stuff like that, especially leading up to Thanksgiving when you have to bring a dish to your family event. We've got plenty of good ones that you can do. You don't have to take the same old boring stuff.
No, you don't have to take the same old boring stuff, and you don't have to do the traditional food because some of us, when you have your side of the family and then your significant other side of the family, you get so sick of turkey and dressing. How about having a different themed holiday? How about having, I had turkey over here and you had turkey at this house and that house. Why don't we have lasagna? Why don't we have a taco bar? I will say, shout out to my cousin. Her youngest son got married back in about the middle of October. Their reception, it was a beautiful fall day. It was out in the country at an event space. It was gorgeous. It was overlooking an orchard. And then we get to, they have the cocktail hour while everyone else is taking pictures. And we, have cocktail hour, everybody mixing, mingling. And then you go and sit at your tables. And yeah, it was a buffet, but it wasn't your traditional wedding buffet. It was the best wedding buffet I'd ever done. It was a taco bar at a wedding.
Please.
Oh my gosh.
My kids
were like,
awesome. Score.
Because, my kids went with me and they were thinking, it's going to be chicken or it's going to be fish or it's going to be this. They get up there and they're like, Mom. And like Austin and Bennett both came with plates piled high. It was crazy.
More people should do that kind of thing for big events. Like, you don't, just because turkey is traditionally what you do at Thanksgiving, you don't have to do that.
Nope.
So yeah, lots of stuff leading up to Thanksgiving and then of course to Christmas. Things that we do, little traditions in our family, we'll share those with you. And we want to hear all about yours too. And just make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram and apparently TikTok.
Exactly. You can find the Divas Dish on TikTok and we've got to add some stuff to that for you. And go like my video. You'll get to see what I dressed as yesterday.
I'm going to go look.
It's funny. I even use the accent, too. Thanks for joining us for the Divas Dish. We are Elise and Cherie from Magic 106.3 and Odyssey.
An Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.